When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We have on with a senior writer at Go247.com covering the LSU Tigers, Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing real good. Man, listen, people always talk about getting a program during the season. Man, you need a damn program after the season to figure out who's on the roster and who's not. But, you know, the recent acquisition last night and the commitment from Nick Anderson, he was a guy, when I saw him throw his name in the transfer portal, I knew that was going to be a long line after him. For LSU to land him is a big get because he gives them that big receiver, that tall receiver that can make that contested catch, and he got some speed. I mean, he can take the top off of coverage. Out of all the guys, along with bringing in Braden from Kentucky, man, your receiving core turned around real quickly with those two acquisitions.
Yeah, no question. And I think it really just goes to show you that, you know, the LSU's playing with the big boys this year in the transfer portal. They're going to get all the guys that they need to make this thing run in 2025. And I think it's just it's been a really solid start overall. You mentioned the start there with, you know, Nick Anderson and Berrian Brown kind of leading the way at receiver. I think those are two different types of players. You know, Anderson, I could see, is kind of that, you know, that red zone threat. He can be a vertical threat too. I mean, he was top five in the country a couple of years ago when he was healthy in yards per catch. And I think the biggest thing with him is, can they get him back healthy? Can they get a full season out of him? And if they do, I would imagine that he is one of, if not Garrett Nussmeier's biggest target next season. I think that was a massive, massive deal that they were able to get him. You know, him and Berrian Brown are both top 10 receivers in the portal on our service at 24/7 Sports. So clearly, when you talk about losing Kyron Lacy, when you talk about some of the guys that have entered the draft and in the portal, they needed to replenish that wide receiver room. And now between those two, you added Destin Hill from Florida State, a former Louisiana guy. They got about 11 receivers right now on this roster, and I think a lot of them are super, super duper fast. When you talk about Aaron Anderson and Chris Hilton and Xavion Thomas and you know, Jelani Watkins and Berrian Brown, you know, some of these guys, you know, they've really attacked speed, I think, at the receiver position, but they needed that big-time possession receiver, and they're going to get that with Nick Anderson. I think he's going to be a great target for Nussmeier. Biggest thing is, you just got to keep him healthy next year.
Yeah, no question about it, because you saw his impact as a true freshman for the Sooners. I think they're bringing him in tomorrow, Sadir Mitchell, who was at University of Texas. And put it to you this way, in a crowd, you can find him. I mean, he's all of 6 foot five and a half. They list him at 350. I want to get on that scale because I think he's a little above that scale point with Sadir. And he got recruited to Texas by Bo Davis. You got a fighting chance here to get a really big man known for his ability to stop the run and kind of forklift guys in the middle. He's never going to be a great pass rusher, but what he can do, be disruptive and open up the lanes for guys if you're going to blitz a linebacker to come right through. Your thoughts on Sadir and the chances of getting him? It certainly is a need position, and certainly he's got a big connection with your defensive line coach.
Yeah, no question. I think that's the big connection there between him and Bo Davis. You know, he's a guy that hasn't played a ton yet in his career, but someone who I know LSU, you know, as soon as he hopped in the portal, was in constant communication with. I believe he actually might have come in today to start his visit. Okay. So he's going to be here, I think, today and tomorrow. But he's somebody that, you know, absolutely just a space eater more than anything, somebody that I think you can plug and play, you know, 7, 10, 12 snaps in a game. And I still think, look, this defensive tackle room, when we were talking and we were having our conversations in the preseason, we were like, man, this is going to be a group that could very well struggle. And I think that they over exceeded expectations by a lot. And I think when you talk about Dominic McKinley coming back, Ahmad Bro, Jacobian Guillory, they just signed 4 freshmen in this 2025 class. You need a little bit more of a guy that's been through the college system a couple of times, and Sadir Mitchell fits that description, and I think he's going to be a guy that can come in and help contribute. I'm not sure he's a guy that's going to play 30, 40 snaps for you, but he can be a contributor, and it, you know, you lost obviously the guy from I'm blanking on his name right now, but he there was a defensive tackle that they had on the roster this year, JVR Suggs. He entered the transfer portal, and you're losing a couple interior guys to the draft, but the fact that they're replacing him with these freshmen, with Dominic McKinley and Ahmad Bro hopefully taking that year two leap. We were actually talking with Ahmad Bro yesterday or a couple days ago. He wants to get up to that 290, 300 range for next year. So they're really leaning into defensive tackle with Ahmad Bro. And so you bring in Sadir Mitchell with him. Obviously, you have Jacobian Guillory coming back next year, coming off the injury. So I think you're looking at a group that's 8 or 9 deep right now at defensive tackle if you're able to get Sadir Mitchell on board.
Crazy thing about Ahmad, he came to one of our camps. He was entering his senior year. His second number was a 3. Okay, he was 230-something. Now he's 290-something. Wow, that's a lot of weight to put on in a short period of time. Hopefully he can keep it on, because I know guys that young, the metabolism sort of burns it off real quickly. Mm-hmm. What's left for LSU in the transfer portal? I would think offensive line has got to be a spot. You got to find you another tight end. And I think safety position also.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there with those three positions. I think probably offensive line and safety are the two that we're really keeping a close eye on here. I think offensive line-wise, there's a Virginia Tech center by the name of Braylon Moore. He's been on campus, and they've had him in for a visit. I think they're expecting things to go pretty smoothly with him. We're just waiting on an announcement, but he's somebody that I think LSU has a good shot at landing, could come in and play center for you. Maybe that kicks out a DJ Chester over to guard, and that might be a more smooth transition for him next year. So that would kill two birds with one stone if you're able to get a veteran like Moore, who's played a lot of football, has a really good pass blocking grade going back to his days at Virginia Tech. So get an interior lineman in there. At the safety spot, you know, they've dabbled in that safety room. They've been aggressive with a couple of the big names that have entered, but just haven't landed them. And I think they're at the point now where I think we're waiting for that second wave of portal entries. And by the second wave, I mean the guys that are still playing for, you know, national championships and guys that are in the, you know, college football playoff hunt right now that just haven't entered their name yet. I think those are conversations that LSU's having right now about maybe do we wait another week or two before we really put all of our chips in on a safety or two. But that is definitely a position that they have to address over the next couple weeks. And I would imagine that it happens sooner than later, but it just might take a little bit longer for that group to really get settled.
This is a question on a high school player with Brent Bordelon, and I know he's played tackle, and I know he can play guard, but do you think maybe the best spot for him would be center? That they move him to that center position? Man, he's a smart guy. He's real physical. Now, again, it goes to show how difficult it is to play that center position. DJ hadn't played it before, and man, did he struggle this year with it. Do you think eventually that might be the spot for Brent Bordelon?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely could be. I mean, we've seen what his brother Bo has been able to do in terms of adapting, in terms of being asked to play different positions, tackle or guard. He's kind of very much a Swiss Army knife. I think Brett comes in with a little bit more just kind of oomph under his name. I think there's he runs about 6'5", 310. I mean, I reached out to him a couple weeks ago just to try to get some updated numbers on him, and he told me that he was up to 6'5", and he's about 312 pounds. So he's somebody that absolutely could play on the interior. Smart guy, picks things up quickly. That's what you kind of need at that center position, guys that can kind of help orchestrate an offensive line and kind of get everybody moving in one at one spot. So I think he absolutely could be a guy you look at center in the future. I'm not sure he's going to play, right away as a true freshman, but the two cycles, these last two recruiting cycles, LSU has really hammered home the offensive line talent and bringing in a lot of guys because they knew they were going to be losing a lot from this year's roster. So hopefully you can get a couple of these guys developed and can make be impact players for you next year, and then you kind of supplement the roster with a couple of these veteran offensive linemen you're bringing in from the transfer portal.
Glenn, I saw Bordelon recently. You know he's a Bayou boy, but he is all of 6'5", and he's 300 pounds. He's a big man at 18 years old. Glenn, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time. Great insights, bud.
Yep, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All righty. Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Man, constant change, and you need the program to figure out who's on the roster and who's not.